Sudden death. Sudden death. Do you remember how life was beyond the tropics? Do you remember the sound of rain crashing against the dirty asphalt? Do you remember the ocean and its incessant breathing? Do you remember the endless canvas of mountains shining behind the brush? Do you remember those delicious tears? Do you remember your first poem? Sudden death. Kleptomania. Visit some places in silence at certain times of the day. The sound of dry leaves being crushed by neglected steps of pedestrians. The colors of the rays of the sun sleeping between branches, between buildings, between satellites and cellular antennas, between my swollen fingers tired to the point of reckoning, tend to bring to my memory certain objects hoard as memories, rolled holy cards, indelible, unforgettable, immaculate, irresolute, small yellow light chair, a vulgar ornament, one or more cheap pieces of silverware, an obsolete relic, a brand name pen engraved for a special occasion, a first communion, a graduation, or a burial. It makes me shudder at the moment itself of humiliation, the robbery, the material release, plundering produce in me an inexplicable pleasure, the forced detachment, the unconscious lack of affection, the unknown rudeness, the shortage. Sudden death, the incurable spark. Vocabulary is limited, that must be said, as it is also missed the little gloves which little sparks sprouting from the contact of the stone with the tool are cautiously hidden by some secret achieves. It must be said also that behind the foam of every glass served some time ago in this bar, it is possible to solemnly perceive under certain light angles, the colors of the diner's dreams. But it's not only the age-old whistle like vipers clicking of the playing cards flickering across the table. It's not the colossal and vulgar roar either of the dice breaking up the outlines. One by one, the parishioners nervously whisper the hand. With the serene and suspicious attitude of a weird chiromantic, they were living their own lives in the game. And the little sweat drops would magically sprout from their guts, like pearls in the middle of the dark, tragically betray them. The diners then, one by one, abandon the cards, and leaving half-empty glasses, they move across the mysterious and cryptic garden. Like the first possessed, there was no need to show credentials. One by one, with beaks and spades on their shoulders, with their own inventory of miseries, step by step, they were entering to the cold garden. Sudden death, Recoleta y Valdivieso. There is no such thing as a breakdown, said Berrigan, 1964. I think about the cities, plastic ones, concrete ones, the ones lost to dreams of hobos on innocent travelers with yellow marijuana fingertips still believing the world is something worthwhile. I think about the cities, about their ruin mostly, and the never-ending clinking of the population swarming in its nooks. Like that day in the Catholic cemetery, do you remember? We saw the niche and we imagined the piled bodies, one on the top of the other, that burning in the death would look like the Babylon lighthouse, a hellish tower of bones and rotten flesh, the whole city just bones and flesh. Larry told me the story of the noon they found crucified upside down. I didn't believe my fucking word and suggest he keep taking pictures, or instead that once and for all we go to draw your sorrows bar, to have casserole, to drink beer, to worry the elbows and the conscience with the same old questions. There is no such thing as a breakdown. Don't you think so, Ted? No, there isn't. Thank you.